Is there a guaranteed way to become successful? Is there a right path? Is there a golden bridge? Is there that yellow brick road? We're going to get into today what I believe to be the closest possible thing to it. Let's dive in. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Montreal's Elite Unleashed, a podcast for hustlers looking to level up their lives. I'm your host, Logan Boyce, and guess what? I'm solo today. It's just me and you. It's going to be real intimate, going to be real fun, because I got some great stories to talk to you guys about today. But the overall theme today is, like I said, is there an easy way to guarantee the success of your future business? And, you know, the short answer is, well, not really, but there are things that you can do that pushes that percentage chance of massive success way, way up. And one of the ways that I've done that with a certain level of success is finding mentors in my life and finding people who have pushed me and gotten me to where I'm ready for another mentor or another level. And so we're going to get into that. So what is a mentor? What is a coach? What does that look like? Well, one of my favorite quotes is that your mentor is comfortable with your future while your friends are comfortable where you're at. And that's one of the first lessons that I learned from one of my first mentors was that you have to be careful who it is that you're spending your time with. You are the sum average of the five people you spend the most time with. What do I mean by that? Well, if the five people you're spending the most amount of time with, three out of the five of them are super negative people. They've got a problem for every solution you've got. The other two, you know, they work 9-to-5 jobs. They're kind of indifferent. They're not super motivated. And all of them, and if we're going to break it down into dollars and cents, the average income of those five people is probably around the $45,000 to $55,000 mark. So what are the chances that you're going to be the one person of those five, or now six, are you going to be the sixth person that all of a sudden brings that average up because you're going to make $250,000 a year? The likelihood of that happening is very, very little. And the reason for that is not because those people are bad or that it's bad to hang out with those kind of people or whatever. That's got nothing to do with it. It's just, what kind of lessons are you going to learn from those people? What can you really glean from that relationship from a growth standpoint around a business? And the answer is, well, not a heck of a lot. So the most important thing is finding a group of people that want you to be successful and that are successful themselves already so that you can hang around with them. Because those are the people that are going to answer the questions that you have around building your business. They have to be comfortable with your future. And so the best analogy I can use when it comes to the friends is, I don't know if you guys heard the song Crabs in a Bucket. It's kind of a weird, random song. But essentially, when you go fishing for crabs, you go out, you'll be like, you know, thigh deep in water or knee deep in water. And if you grab one crab and chuck it into a bucket, that dude's going to just jump out. He's just going to jump out. And if you put two in a bucket, this weird phenomenon happens, and that's where this whole thing is based off of, where they're going to try, they're going to tear each other down the entire way. And the weird thing is when you look at it, there's no real definitive reason as to why they're doing that. It's not like they're climbing on top of each other to jump out. That's what's weird. Is they're keeping the other crab in that bucket for a reason that's kind of unknown. It's because they want kind of friends in misery. We've all heard the term misery loves company, right? So that's why having a mentor and having a good group of people around you is so damn important. One of the first mentors that I had was over at the Keller Williams office in my local market. And I met him and he just blew my mind, Rock Thomas. And I've never seen somebody so positive and so just full of energy all the time. The way that dude showed up to everything was just a mind-boggling experience to behold. And I knew that I just needed the osmosis effect of being around this person. So when I decided to make the shift from, at the time it was Royal LePage, or Royal LePage if you're listening from the United States, but when I made the decision to make the shift from Royal LePage over to Keller Williams, I only had one stipulation. I paid the $18,000 plus three cap. I did the, you know, I said yes to all of that stuff, even though objectively speaking, it was a worse deal than I was getting at Royal LePage. It was objectively worse from a numerical standpoint. I just only had one condition. And that condition was that I needed to be right next to Rock, office-wise. Rock was right there in the corner, which the office that I eventually took over, and then I was right there. And that was my only stipulation. And I don't know, man. Maybe if he knew how many times I'd barge into his office and ask for his help and mentorship and guidance, I don't know if he would have agreed. No, I'm sure he would have. He gets a lot of passion from helping people and doing all that. But that was one of my first mentors, and I kind of forced my way. And I looking back on it, I don't think I realized how much that would affect my life. And when he had taught me everything that he had taught me around, growing a successful real estate business, I went on and found other mentors and more mentors and things to help me grow to that next level and that bigger thing and all the rest of it. And it's been incredible. But the main through line here is every single time I found a mentor, it was something that I was looking to do. It was a business I was looking to build. It was something I was looking to scale or whatever. And this person had done it before. That's the thing that's super, super important. Don't find yourself a mentor that hasn't done it. If they haven't done it, that you probably shouldn't really be taking too much of their advice. I mean, if they've done something at least parallel to it, they will definitely have some knowledge to give. But if they haven't done what you're doing, they can't do the why part of this, of why to find a mentor and why to find a group of people that are going to push you to be better. And that's that the fastest way to grow, and this is so well documented. I mean, how many times do we have to hear Tony Robbins or whoever life coach tell us, like, go find somebody that's achieved what you want to achieve and go learn from them? We've heard that a million times. So it's the fastest way to win, because they've already failed all the times. They can tell you exactly where they failed, why they failed, what they do differently this time around. They've done all of this, which is why if you're going to align yourself with them, if you're going to learn from them, it's just going to skyrocket your growth to levels you've probably never even imagined. So you can learn from their successes and failures. I mean, before I met Rock, my first mentor in life was my dad, and he was an amazing mentor. He still is. I run everything by him still, just because I love getting his take on everything. I was looking at a commercial deal last week, and I ran it by him and got to kind of, we'd love this thing where we play devil's advocate with one another. And he's like, well, what if this happens? Or what if that happens? I'm like, awesome. Yeah, I did that research. I checked that. I did this. And so we go into deals together all the time, and it's just been amazing getting mentored by him. And one of the first things that he taught me, and it wasn't even him that taught me, it was the example that he set. But one of the things that he taught me, whether he knows it or not, is to not give one solitary fuck what other people think about you. And the way this was taught to me, he's going to be mad for me swearing, by the way, but that's okay. The way that he taught me that was, he was driving, the story goes that he was driving I don't think it was cross Canada, but he was doing some kind of road trip with my mom. And they were in the middle of like just nowhere, just absolutely nowhere. And the car breaks down, right? There's nothing going on. There's like a little crappy motel, and they've got a garage there that's going to fix the car. But they're like, well, you know, it's not going to be fixed till tomorrow. So I've got the part, but nobody's here to fix it. The guy who knows how to do it is coming in tomorrow. Okay. So they had to go and stay at a hotel somewhere. They haven't eaten all day. The only restaurant that's open, it's like 9 o'clock, and remember, it's the middle of nowhere. It's kind of like a little bit of a fancy restaurant. So they go and they sit down at the restaurant, and keep in mind, this is the middle of nowhere. It was like, it was dirty. It was messy. They had been trying to fix the car. And so my dad's kind of dirty, and my mom's cleaned herself up already. But it's one of these restaurants where the guy comes to bring you the warm towel. You know what I'm talking about? So he grabs the towel and he starts scrubbing his face with it. And all of you know that that's kind of a no-no, So he starts scrubbing his face. My mom goes, Jim, what are you doing? You're not supposed to do that. And he puts the thing down. He stands up in the middle of this kind of hoity-toity restaurant. He says, I don't know any of these people here, and I will never meet them again in life. So I do not care what they think of me. And I've regurgitated that story hundreds of times, and it will stay in my brain forever. Because it's so true. We have shyness, we have stage fright. We have these voices in the back of our head that say, you know, maybe this isn't for you. Maybe this isn't right. Should you be doing this? Is it scary? I'm trying to protect you, all this kind of stuff. And a lot of it has to do with this weird idea around embarrassment. But you really shouldn't care what other people think because you're never going to meet them again in life anyways, most of the time. So I've kind of let that guide a lot of my decision making, is not letting the perception of others affect my decision making. So my dad was my first mentor, and that's just like one of the many things that he's taught me since I was just a little kiddo. There's many more as time went on. After Rock taught me how to kind of bring this my then real estate business to a level where it was ready to be taken to the next level, where I wanted to grow and scale a real estate team, that's when I met Jeff Cohn. So sometimes mentors can kind of just fall into your lap. You know, we sought out Keller Williams because we knew who was bringing it here into Quebec. We knew it was Rock. We knew it was Donald Alonso. That's a powerhouse team. So we were excited to be a part of that. That was us kind of, you know, going out and figuring it out. So some mentors just kind of fall into your lap. And in this case, I think it was a result of me actively trying to find more mentors. So one of the things that I was doing was, you know, sending direct messages to people and asking people. And it was always great. I always got amazing results from just asking people for help. If somebody is successful, the successful people that I was reaching out to, they're always happy to impart their knowledge. One of the reasons now that I've, you know, quote unquote, become successful, I guess you can call it whatever. I don't necessarily see it that way all the time. But what I've realized is that I know people 95% of the time are not going to implement what I tell them anyways. So I'm kind of just like, sure, I'll give you the keys, but I don't know whether you're going to have the chutzpah to turn the damn lock. So I'll give you the keys though. And I'll do my best to help you. So at the time I was actively seeking out more mentors, better mentors, people who could take the real estate business that I took from my dad as a mentor, Rock as a mentor, and now I was trying to get it to this place where I could scale a team. And then lo and behold, I was doing a crew event for a company called GoBundance, which was a millionaire mastermind group. You had to have a net worth at the time. This was like, you know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, or whatever it was. You had to have a net worth of over $1 million. I think now the threshold is much higher because $1 million is not substantial anymore. You had to have a net worth of $1 million. So I volunteered to crew the event, which is code for I was everyone's little bitch. So they wanted coffee, I'd go get their coffee. They wanted a hot towel, I'd go get them a hot towel. They wanted to book a massage, I would make sure that the massage was booked with the hotel manager or whatever. Like I was just running around making sure everybody had a good time at this event. So one of the things that I got tasked with was picking up people at the airport. And the reason I said yes to this, by the way, I wasn't paid for this. The reason I said yes to this was because you had to have a certain net worth to be part of this group. So what are the chances I meet somebody who can be that next person for me? That's why I said yes. Like people who are motivated to take it to the next level are going to say yes to things like this, where they don't make the money. They don't make the money, they make the connections. They don't make the money, they make the relationships. They find their mentor that they know is going to take their business to the next level. So I took off work. You know, I didn't have any open houses that weekend. I made sure all my clients were being taken care of by other people. And so I took the weekend to work this event for free. So I went to go pick up this guy from the airport. His name was Jeff Cohn. And Rock says, yeah, he's great, dude. You're going to love him. He runs a real estate team. You should talk to him. I said, awesome. So I pick him up from the airport. And I didn't realize that Midwest guys don't like electric cars. And I thought everyone just liked Teslas. So I was picking him up at the time, whatever my crappy car was, it was probably like a Chevrolet or I don't remember what it was, but it was a crappy little car. And I pick him up and I was like, yeah, sorry, this is my car. You know, I'm saving up for a Tesla. And he's like, Teslas suck. They don't even make noise when you press on the gas. It's so stupid. I'm like, I thought everyone liked Teslas. I thought if you were a millionaire, you had to like Teslas. This is so weird. So I got off on the completely wrong foot with my soon-to-be mentor. But we found out very quickly that you know, we became fast friends. We had a lot in common. We were both super high D personalities. We were just, you know, we just gelled well. You know, when you meet somebody, you're like, oh man, this guy's going to be a buddy of mine for sure. That's exactly what happened with Jeff. And he had this workshop that you could go to. And I'll never forget this but he had a workshop that you go to. It was very expensive at the time. I don't remember. I think it was like $2,000 or $3,000. So it's $2,000 or $3,000 plus you had to fly there. So it was my birthday coming up, and I still remember this. And if Donna or Rock are listening to this, like, you guys are so awesome. And I was just a kid, guys. I was like 22 years old. I was like 22, 23 years old. Maybe I was a little older, maybe 24, 25, but I was a kid. So like, I saw that opportunity and I was ready to do it. But on my birthday, Rock and Donna call me on a group call and they're like, "Hey, Logan, happy birthday. We booked we got Jeff to, like, you're going to go and do the workshop with Jeff. You just have to fly your way there." Like, they got that ticket paid for me, which was just so insanely cool. So that was the workshop that completely changed the trajectory of my life, my career, my earning potential, my landscape, everything. Everything changed after that. I went down and I met Jeff and I saw exactly what he was doing. And I said, "I want exactly this." So I started carbon copying, just copy and pasting everything that he had done to build his real estate team to where it was. At the time, he had about 30 agents and he netted $1 million a year from his real estate business. So I was like, yeah, that's what I want. I want that because that can open up doors to other things, et cetera, et cetera. So it was an amazing experience. Maybe half a year later, a year later, he baited a coaching program, which I was, of course, raised my hand, said yes to. A year after that, I stepped out of real estate production and I was brought into that organization to help other aspiring team leaders grow their business to the point where they could exit production or have the option at least to exit production. Fast forward to last year, I end up buying into ownership of this coaching company, which is now a completely national company across the United States with mortgage, title, and insurance joint venture opportunities, with team leader coaching, one-on-one coaching. It's absolutely insane. That's Elite Real Estate Systems, if anybody's curious. But this was all just an insanely wild ride. So the how part of this is just, you know, go out and ask. Some things might fall into your lap. I was very lucky, I'll be the first to admit, that things did fall into my lap, but go out and ask. Everyone's going to be super, super happy to help. Get invited to those masterminds. Just tell them, "I'll just sit in the corner and listen." You know, and that's where you're going to uncover not only the successes to get you excited, get you riled up, get you super down for your next week, but you're also going to hear all the failures and what to look out for, what to watch out for. What are going to be some things that are going to happen inevitably in your business? You know, and I learned so much from all the different mentors that I've had over the years. And it's been eye-opening to me how much I was able to dodge and how much faster I think I grew because of them. If I didn't have these people guiding me through the way, I'd likely hit so many more speed bumps and so many more roadblocks. And I likely, in all likelihood, depending on the person's character, luckily mine is not typically built like this, but people would have given up. A lot of people would have given up, you know. Mentorship in my investing business as well, you know, making sure that that's going well and looking at every single deal, learning how to analyze all the deals, learning when to say no, what dispositions to look out for. And it all comes from somebody who has done it already. And that's the meat and potatoes of all this, is find somebody who is living the life that you want to live. Go out, meet them, take them out for lunch, pay for the lunch, whatever, who cares? You know what I mean? It's much cheaper than getting a one-on-one coach, trust me. So go out, pay for the lunch, learn from them, listen, go to these types of meetings, go to these types of engagements with them with no preconceived notions. A lot of times we're brought up with this idea that rich people are bad and the successful people must have done something bad to become successful. And I think that's really awful to have that kind of outlook on life. I think rich people are just people who have played a game and they've done something right, whether it was them, whether it was their family or whatever, but they've done something right. And if you can recreate it, if you have the capacity to recreate it and you have the willingness to learn how, then go out and do it. So thank you guys for tuning in today. A little bit about mentorship and the importance of finding a core group of people who want your success, who need your success, who are comfortable with your future. So mentorship, coaches, If you are in real estate and you are looking for somebody to help guide you into building out a real estate team and having the option to exit, you can check us out, eliterealestatesystems.com. Thanks again for watching Montreal's Elite Unleashed, the podcast for hustlers looking to level up their lives.